we're coming through this pandemic thing. It's still going right. People are still dating, and they're doing the Tinder thing and dating apps, and everyone's trying to figure out, you know, am I going to date you? Are you vaccinated? If you're not vaccinated, I don't want to go out with you, and blah, blah, blah. So we'll throw it all on the table. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to find the most eligible or the most eligible men. What kind of man are women looking for these days?
Okay.
Is a broad thing. Yes. If we had to pick a dude,
right,
who would the guy be? Well, they just did a study, and they found out that one in 4.5 women.
4.5.
So like 23% or whatever, yeah, are 45-year-old women who have never had a child. Because we're going through this whole thing where more women are in the workplace, yeah, they're very successful because of their industry, their profession, they don't have time for kids, they never get an opportunity to settle down because they're, yeah, traveling so much, and their profession or their job is important to them, and so they just never got in a situation. So one in 4.5, which is really amazing when you think about it, because we think if you're 45, you had to have had at least one child. Well, roughly over 20% of women have, yeah, never had a child at the age of 45. So you know what they're looking for? They're looking for single fathers.
Oh, interesting. Adopt a family.
And the reason they're looking for single fathers is really two or threefold. First of all, they can finally have that child.
And no C-section in their life or vaginal delivery.
How
nice.
They know they don't have to go through a menstrual cycle or have a C-section, yeah, and cut the child out and blow the watermelon through the straw. If you listened to our show yesterday, you could podcast
That's what I'm saying.
Later today. It was fantastic.
Look at that. We got one.
Yes. A lot of these women are very, very open to the idea of being stepmoms. Not only because they can be a mother to a child, they can come into a new atmosphere and environment into a family where there's not a lot of baggage, because mom may have had baggage, and so they come in, they're kind of a fresh face, and as long as the stepkids, and we can talk about the stepkids thing. And the other thing is, they're like grandchildren. They can leave.
Well, and...
But it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, too. Being a stepmom, it's an interesting thing, because you are coming in, and you know, with certain cases aside, you're not their mother.
Yeah.
Which is always... I mean, it's a challenge for step-parents on a thing. But if we're going to go that direction... To some degree, it's like coming in, and if there's a challenge or it's a rough, you know, well, Tony... They need to go talk to their mom.
So there's a couple things to think about here. First of all, is it proper or are men aware that women do want to date single fathers because they want children that they never could have, or they never wanted to have, or they just haven't really had them, or they're 45 and maybe they're past their window. So you want to make sure you're getting married for the right reason. You're not marrying a man because he's got children. The second thing is, and this is the part that I think is incredibly alluring, there's one thing that will attract women in a park more than a dog. And that's a baby.
It's a baby.
If a man is a single father, which I am, then most women, according to the survey, would say that men really grow up and mature because they have to think outside themselves. They're no longer, still men.
Yeah. Interesting too, but go ahead.
A lot of men who are willing to be a father to a child realize it ain't all about them, yeah, and women find that incredibly attractive and alluring.
So there's a couple scenarios there we got to play out. You're a single father, but when you say by single father, are you single father who has primary custody of your child? Because listen, think about it. In the sort of traditional, typical single father scenario, unless he's a widower,
yeah,
it is usually the child spends most of their time with mom, and dad is, you know, weekends and every other Wednesday.
Particularly in the South.
Yeah. In a lot of
places. Well, particularly in the South.
Yes, right. To me, coming into that family is different as a stepmom than coming into whether the dad has sole custody.
Agreed.
And they're there, or even, joint custody, 7 on, 7 off.
And that may be a precursor for a woman
who
finds out that he doesn't have joint custody. Maybe he only sees his kids on weekends. And that's a question I would ask.
That's okay? Very different.
Why do you only see your children on weekends?
Because that's what the court
says. Because that's, okay, did the court say that because you agreed to it? Or did you fight for your children?
Well,
because if you're a father who said, listen, now hold on.
Yeah.
Because this plays against the idea of men getting outside themselves and their own egos. and knowing there's something more important in their life, and that being their kids. Because if a father said, no, I know they need their mother, and I just said, just go, then that plays against what these women find so alluring and attractive about a man, and that is that they want to have children because they realize that it ain't all about them.
But you could, I mean, I agree with you, but you could also say exactly what you said.
That's a deadbeat dad.
No, but you could also say exactly what you said in a different tone, and it becomes completely different, which is, yes, I love my children. I want my children. But I do know that given my lifestyle or given my work or whatever, or even I had a conversation with my ex-wife, and we really think for the benefit of the children, they are better off spending the majority of time with their mom. Yep. Right? So, like, you got to be careful because on the one, it's the deadbeat dad. Yeah, 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 whatever. I'll see you on the weekends. On the other is it's a tragic decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tragic decision. So if you're a potential stepmom coming in, you got to do a whole lot of due diligence. Like you got to know what is the relation. I mean, think about all the relationships you got to know. You got to know these kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn. You got to get to know these kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand the relationship between this guy that you're dating or you're going to marry and his ex-wife.
Yep.
Absolutely. You got to understand the relationship between these kids and their mom.
Yep.
As well as their dad. And there's a lot of potential step parents who come in. And, you know, you're walking into a hornet's nest.
Yep.
I mean, you are walking into a hornet's nest, and if you don't do your homework, you can get absolutely pummeled. And even if you do your homework, I think one of the hardest things for step-parents is the evolution into the family. Because you come in so many stages. I mean, you know, and everybody knows, you don't jump in. Everybody knows this. You don't take over as their parent. But then you have a lot of stages where the kids don't like you. They feel threatened by you. They pull all kinds of crap on you. And then there's the issue of you're involved with your new husband or whatever, and there's gatherings with the family at the soccer game. I mean, it is incredibly stressful to come into a divorced family.
Yeah.
And it takes an unbelievable amount of patience. And that's what I always tell them. It's patience. It's everybody has to adapt to everybody else. Do not make knee-jerk decisions based on how this went.
Yeah. I would think, and you mentioned joint custody, which is the situation I'm in. It all sucks. There's no winners, right? And so, you know, if you have a husband or a father who has primary custody and he's got the kids the majority of the time, yeah. then you're dealing with him being a father to his two or three kids or whatever the situation is, and there may be not enough time for you to have your Absolutely. Relationship with him nurtured. If it's a situation where he doesn't have any custody of his kids or the kids are with mom most of the time, I'd want to know why. Did you give it up?
Yep.
Did you not fight for it? What did the judge or what did the court see that felt like that you weren't supposed to be part of their lives as much as their mother was? A joint thing, actually, I would think would be the most attractive aspect of it because because you do have your kids half the time.
And then you say
goodbye. So you're a large part of their life and there's time for us.
Yeah.
So you can nurture different things. But I would like to see how that man reacts when the kids are around because I can just speak from my experience, and I'm relatively new at this, so there's going to be a lot of adaption, a lot of changes in my life, and I'm certainly not where I want to be at this point. But I know that when I'm not here with my kids, I'm walking around like a rat on crack. I mean, I'm constantly just trying to stay busy and waiting for it to get dark at night because I miss my kids horribly and terribly. And then when my kids are here, then I'm over the top trying to spend as much time as I possibly can with them, which would not be very fair to a new
You're gonna be a strange date right now.
Oh well, that's why that's why I'm not ready.
You see, I was just thinking if I come in and date you right now,
I never thought in a million years. You see these stories where people are divorced or they're widowed, and they don't date like for years.
Yeah,
and their friends are like, you need to get back out. You need to get back out in the dating world, and people are trying to set you up. You're like, I really don't want to. I'm just happy doing my job, and I got this, their friends are pushing them. It's time for you to go out.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd be that guy, but I could see that at this point.
Which, because not ready. You're not in a headspace to go out there right now.
I don't feel the
it
need.
It makes total sense.
I don't feel the need.
Well, because it makes total sense.
But I know it would probably be a good thing for me.
Yes.
Particularly at the age of 55.
Yeah, but you know what? And again, friends have, it's good intentions. I get it. The friends have good intentions. Mm-hmm. But this whole idea that, you know, you should start dating other people. Says who?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you were locking yourself in the house and you didn't go out.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need
It's made it a hell of a lot easier during a pandemic, too, because it's a good excuse to stay in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but there's a difference to me between sort of getting out and reconnecting with people in your new life
mm-hmm.
versus getting out and dating.
Yeah.
I mean, we see that only you know. I get asked this a lot. I have a lot of clients who ask me this. They'll give me a time. It's been 8 months. And this not typically a widow or widower. It's divorce. It's been 8 months. We were married for 20 plus years. It's been 8 months and I haven't really dated, you know? And they'll always ask me, should I go out now?
Yeah.
And typical psychologist response, which pisses everybody off. What do you think you should do? And I'm asking you, I don't know. What do mm-hmm. you feel like doing?
Yep.
Because it's not so much being, and to me, the step in between going out and dating is the getting out and socializing.
Yeah.
That's also a hard step because you're going out and socializing, forget dating, you're a different persona. You're not a different person.
Yep.
You're a different persona. And that is really hard. I am used to going out with my partner. And now I'm just going out with friends alone. You're the third person. And yep. I really think you have to get somewhat comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And don't bypass, you know me, I always make this recommendation, do not start dating just because you feel lonely. Like people seem, I understand how people think that's a good idea. I understand that. But what I tell clients all the time, socialize because you feel lonely.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Do not get into a sort of intimate, even if it's not serious, intimate relationship because you feel lonely.
Yeah.
Because you're feeling lonely. You have to be okay with being alone.